Coming up on episode number 1284, a cover story and an interview on the show for you today. First off, John Anderson, lead vocalist for the band Yes, is turning 75 this week. So, of course, Yes, we've got to have some covers of Yes, as well as covers of stuff he did with Vangelis, that amazing Mr. Cairo album. Also, an interview with Yacht Rock Review. They, of course, are bringing the Yacht Rock to you. They're going to be on tour here shortly, and they've got a brand new album that we're going to be talking to them about. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, October 23rd, 2019. My name is Brian Ibbett, and today on the show, an interview with Yacht Rock Review about their new music, but we'll also listen to some of their existing covers, some great stuff out there from Yacht Rock Review. But before we get to that, we've got some music from John Anderson and Yes, some covers of John Anderson and Yes. We're going to be starting off with some music there in just a moment. Before that, though, I've got some people I've got to thank. I've got to thank our top 10, as always, have to thank our top 10, right? Because they're the cheese that makes my ham sandwich. I don't know. Big thanks to folks like Tom Wheel, Matt Cohen, Jerome Gilbert, Ralph Hansen, Patrick Garrett, Linda Seymour Sweet, Ed DeWald, Dave Card, Jack Corker, and Steve Weatherell. Big thanks to all of you for your support as Coverville citizens. You guys are awesome. If you want to support the show, please visit patreon.com/Coverville. I've just updated and refreshed the Coverville offerings, and I think it's going to be a lot easier for folks to get the things that they want out of the Coverville Patreon. So make sure you go to patreon.com/Coverville. Okay, let's get to this thing right here. We're going to start things off with a cover of that Yes song, Long Distance Runaround. This is by The Bad Plus, and they're joined by Wendy Lewis, singer Wendy Lewis. Now, The Bad Plus, if you're not familiar, is this great three-piece jazz band that does jazz like I've never heard anybody else ever do it. Basically, they kind of go along like they're playing like you'd expect them to play, and then all of a sudden one of them feels like they have like some sort of weird twitch where they go off into some bizarre direction, and it's more than just a bass solo or a drum solo or piano solo. They go haywire, and I think they do a great job on this one right here from their album For All I Care from 2009. Here are The Bad Plus and Wendy Lewis.
Thank you. sunshine.
Move yourself. You always live your life, never thinking of the future. Prove yourself. You are the move you make. Take your chances, win or lose. See yourself. You are the steps you take. You and you, and that's the only way. Shake, shake yourself. Your every move you make. So the story goes. Owner of a lonely heart. Owner of a lonely heart. Owner of a broken heart. So before, watch it now. The eagle in the sky, how he doesn't want and only. You lose yourself, no, not for pity's sake. There's no real reason to be lonely. Said be yourself. Give your free will a chance. You've got to want to succeed. Owner of a lonely heart. Owner of a lonely heart. Owner of a broken.
Achieve it all with music that can. color to the scenes. A constant fold of triumphs dislocate man, so it seems. In space between the focus, shapeless and knowledge of love. A song and chants develop time lost, social temperance rules above. Then according to the man who showed his outstretched arm to space,
see what I see. Do you see the same things every day? Do you think of a way to start the day? Getting things in proportion. Spread the news and help the world go round. Have you heard of a time get it together again? Have you heard of the word that stuff us going wrong? When the time is near, the word you'll hear, when you get things in perspective, spread the news and help.
Time is now. There's a word, and the word is love. sky this time there. One, my lover will be there, we'll see you. Tens, your summers will be there, love me too. 24 before my love, you'll see, I'll be there with you.
Beautiful. How is that? From the album Tales from Yesterday, A View from the South Side of the Sky, a tribute to the band Yes from 2007. That's Robert Berry with a cover of Roundabout. Before that, the band Phish. Now, not the Phish, P-H-I-S-H, but the band F-I-S-H that we talked about on Soundography. If you haven't checked out an episode of Soundography yet, go to soundography.com. You can listen to the one we did about Phish. That was their cover of Time and a Word, a bonus track from their Songs from the Mirror album from 1993. The Vegetarians, before that, from the 2011 Remustered and Remixed Salad, Close to the Edge. Owner of a Lonely Heart was by James Farrelly from the Vintage Chic 100 collection. And The Bad Plus, featuring Wendy Lewis on vocals at the top of that set with Long Distance Runaround, that one from their collaborative album For All I Care, which came out in 2009. We'll be back to more Yes in just a moment. Before that, I want to tell you about this episode of Coverville. It's brought to you. Whoa, I'm not hearing it. Why am I not hearing it? Oh, there we go. Just was low. Ah, that's better. This episode of Coverville is brought to you by Native Deodorant. Listen, take care of your body. It's the only place you have to live. Native is a maker of simple, effective products that people can use in the bathroom every day. For example, they're deodorant, Native deodorants, fantastic stuff. I'm using the coconut and vanilla, and here's the thing. There's no aluminum in it. Aluminum is for wrapping up a fish and putting it in your refrigerator. It's not for putting in your armpits, people. Don't put aluminum in your armpits. You don't have to give up performance by giving up aluminum or parabens or talc, things like that. You get this stuff in nature, right? Coconut oil, shea butter, tapioca starch. They don't test on animals either. Very humane. And when you try them out, you get free shipping and returns. So make sure you check out Native. Come on, it works. I've been using this stuff for 2 weeks now. I smell like a hot, fresh coconut vanilla muffin right out of the oven. But really, you know, I'm not sweating up a storm. I'm not like I normally do, but I'm not sweating up a storm. I'm not using aluminum and I'm not sweating. What a deal. I'm also feeling a lot better about the stuff that I'm putting on my body. If you don't believe me, look at the 8,000 five-star reviews. They've also been on the Today Show, Elle Magazine, Pop Sugar, Refinery29, just to name a few. But you can pronounce all the ingredients that you find in Native deodorant. Fewer, simpler ingredients so that you know everything that they use to make their deodorant. Here's the deal. They've got scents like coconut and vanilla, like I'm using. If you want to smell like Brian Ibbett and use coconut and vanilla. They've also got lavender and rose, cucumber and mint, and eucalyptus and mint. Like I said, there's no risk to try free returns and exchanges in the USA. Here's what I want you to do, people. I want you to go to nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code Coverville. What's that going to do? Well, it's going to tell them that you want to smell like me. But it's also going to give you 20% off your first purchase at nativedeodorant.com. Once again, that coupon code is Coverville, spelled just like you see it above my head, C-O-V-E-R-V-I-L-L-E. Get 20% off your purchase at nativedeodorant.com. Come on, take care of your body, people. It's the only place you have to live. All right, back to John Anderson and Yes, the music of John Anderson, Yes. In addition to Yes, John also put together an album with Vangelis, which is fantastic. If you're not familiar with the Friends of Mr. Cairo, you're about to be, and you're about to be enlightened with a couple of great covers. First up is this one. It's the title track from that album, covered by Gio Aria from her album Like a Dream. Here is the Friends of Mr. Cairo.
As in the bookmaker's parade,
that Saturday night at masquerade had filled his friend with the same sweetheart. But then, as nothing happens quite the same, investigation is the game. He had to check her story right away. He died. Some spit his body, hurt her for so go, he got it. He died. She spit it out, oh, call the note, a fat man got it. He died. Her sister didn't really leave at all, confusion. He died. His chase led to the fat man to face the friends of Mr. Cairo. To face the friends of Mr. Cairo. Tonight, the double crosser got it right, pretending he was really Jim. He slipped the summer double Jim Mickey Finn. He woke the boys had come, but not his gone. They'd left a note to Lady Moon. The chase to find the Maltese Falcon. You bet. Early 30s gangster movies set to spellbind population. From Chicago to Hong Kong, yeah, Istanbul, the talking tongue. Red through prohibition, money flow through gangsterism. Edward G. and all those guys who always shoot between the eyes. Between the eyes. Between the eyes. Father, do you work? Do you work for mother? Tell me straight.
I don't know why. take a straighter, stronger course to the corner of your life. Make the white queen run so fast, she hasn't got time to make you wise. 'Cause it's time and time with your time and its news. Time you want, just remember that the goal is for us all to capture all we want anywhere. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't surround yourself with yourself, move on back to squares. Send an instant karma to me, initial it with loving care.
I beg to leave to hear your wanderer's not far, no lands there were in his mind. A fusion captured high, where reason captured his time. In no time at all, he took me to the gate. In haste, I quickly checked the time. If I was late, I had to leave to hear your wondrous story.
Starship Trooper by Steve Ball from his 2003 album Naive Melodies. Bet you can guess what other song he covers on that album. Wave Mechanics Union right before that with Wondrous Stories from their Further to Fly album from 2012. Robert Downey Jr., yes that, Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man, with a cover of Your Move / Give Peace a Chance, that one from his album The Futurist. As far as I know, the only Robert Downey Jr. music album out there. Came out in 2004, and, you know, I think he does a great job. I'm impressed. I think he is a good voice for that. Came out in 2004, an album called The Futurist. Before that, Mood Swings, featuring Chrissy Hynde of The Pretenders, with a cover of Spiritual High. Actually, it's a cover of State of Independence by John and Vangelis, but it's wrapped up in a three-part song called Spiritual High. Part two is the one that you heard right there, but the whole parts one, two, and three sound amazing, and I encourage you, if you go and find this album, listen to all three parts, because it's worth hearing the whole thing all together as one big thing. And the Friends of Mr. Cairo at the top of that set, Gio Aria from her album Like a Dream from 2004, another John and Vangelis cover right there. Big thanks and big happy birthday, 75th birthday, to John Anderson of the band Yes. All right, it is interview time. Let's jump right into this. I'm here with Nick Nespajani. Want to make sure I got that right, from Yacht Rock Review. Welcome, Nick.
Thanks, you nailed it.
Ah, great. Well, you know, I've been practicing for hours. Let's talk first about Yacht Rock as a genre, because disco was called disco right from the start. And I think grunge was pretty quickly named grunge, but Yacht Rock didn't get the name Yacht Rock until just recently, right?
Yeah, some guys out in LA did this comedic mini series about the you know, misadventures of Kenny Loggins and Michael McDonald and Steely Dan, and they named it Yacht Rock. And we were in Atlanta around the same time, and we were, you know, doing all sorts of different shows with this group, like Led Zeppelin versus The Who and Bob Seger versus NXS, you know, just like whatever weird thing, comedy,
oh, wow,
you know, you name it, we were doing it. And we were going to do a night of 70s AM Gold. And then we came across the name Yacht Rock from this series. And we were like, that's the perfect name for it.
Yeah. I've seen a couple episodes of that. And it is hilarious, especially when the guys playing Hall & Oates finally show up to,
right. Yeah. Yeah, those guys, those are funny guys, man. JD Riznar and his whole crew out there.
They really are. And is that, I don't know, if is that the official first appearance of the term Yacht Rock? I think that's where I first heard about it. And now you hear it everywhere.
I think so. I don't know. Wikipedia, or I read somewhere that like some DJ in the 80s in Cincinnati invented the term, which may or may not be true. But certainly the Yacht Rock series was what popularized it and brought it to, you know, into the national consciousness as a genre.
Sure. Yeah. Now there's a Sirius channel that I greatly enjoy. My wife, not so much, but I greatly enjoy.
Usually it's the other way around. Usually it's the wives convincing the husbands to come to our show. Not,
oh, really?
The reverse. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be fun when you guys come back through Denver, because I'm going to be dragging her along and she's going to have a great time. Judging by the Live in Boston album, I think she's going to have a great time. I know I will.
Denver is pretty wild, man.
Did you guys have a fun time last time you were out here?
Oh, man. Denver has been great to us. We played the Ogden the last couple of times, and I think we're at the Mission Ballroom, that new spot, this next time coming up. It's going to be awesome.
Very cool. Well, I definitely want to check it out. Let's talk. So continuing on the Yacht Rock description here, I'm familiar with the term, you're familiar with the term. Is there an actual definition of what makes a Yacht Rock song? I know the presence of Michael McDonald greatly increases the the chance that it's a Yacht Rock song, but is there a certain instrument or a certain beat or something that says, all right, this song absolutely is Yacht Rock?
Some people get more specific about what Yacht Rock is than we do. We choose to be pretty loose with it. My rough definition is, if you imagine you're Ted Turner in like 1982 and you're out on your yacht and you're about to win the America's Cup, what could be playing on your radio? And whatever that is can be Yacht Rock, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, the technical definition is probably soft rock music that was made in Southern California between 1976 and 1984.
Sure.
Would be like the super exact definition. But, you know, with our shows, we take it out a lot farther than that. For me, it's more of a vibe, mm-hmm, than it is a genre.
Makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you're holding a Cape Cod or a Mai Tai while you're listening to it, then it's probably Yacht Rock.
Exactly. I mean, you can make arguments for a lot of things. It's tough to argue that Nirvana is Yacht Rock, but they're like, most bands have put out a song at some point in their career that is maybe a little yachty.
Kind of fits. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I noticed, on the live album, you've got Late in the Evening, Paul Simon, and You Can Call Me Al. And initially I would have said, well, are those really Yacht Rock? But then hearing you guys perform it, maybe it is the way that you're performing it. It does fit. It does feel like it absolutely belongs in there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and if you listen to, especially like the Paul Simon live recordings of like Late in the Evening, and that their approach is very much in line with the Yacht Rock. And he uses a lot of the same musicians, you know, Steve Gadd and other guys who played on a lot of the Yacht Rock recordings as well. And that's something I think that is important to the genre, is that a lot of it was made by these session musicians who, you know, music nerds know all about, but the average, mm-hmm, person isn't familiar with, like Steve Gadd or Steve Lukather or whoever else, you know?
Right. right? And one of the first things that I noticed when I was listening to you guys is that you're not at all mocking yacht rock. This could so easily be you guys, you know, taking a stab at mocking yacht rock, but you guys are completely and totally playing homage to it. Was there a time during the beginning of the band that you had to make that choice? Are we going to take it seriously? Are we going to make it a parody? Or was it always going to be passionate about staying true to the music?
It's something that's kind of evolved over the years. You know, at first, like we like to joke around. I like to think we're pretty funny guys. So our approach at first had a little bit more of a wink to it, you know, but as it became more serious and we were quitting our jobs and paying our mortgages by playing these shows, we were like, you know, we're taking this music really seriously, but not taking ourselves seriously. Sure. And I think that's a cool way to think about it. I think when you are in a band and the whole thing is a joke, the joke feels like it gets old really fast. I've seen other people kind of take that approach to this music, and it just feels like the joke gets stale pretty quickly. It's more fun to just be awesome.
Right. And do it true and still have fun while you're doing it. Again, that Live in Boston album is a great example of that. You can hear the fun you guys are having with the crowd, but once the song starts, you're playing it very true to the original style, which I really like. I've noticed on the website, you've had the opportunity to play with some of the musicians that you cover, which is great. What's that like?
It's a real trip. To get to play Steal Away with Robbie Dupree or, you know, do Break My Stride with Matthew Wilder. We had the honor of a few times playing with Eddie Money, you know, who RIP. It was sad to see him go. He was always such a sweet guy and like so easy to work with and such an incredible songwriter. And, you know, you're a cover band, I guess, theoretically. And then when you're playing the songs with the guys that wrote them, you're not a cover band anymore.
Right.
You're something else. Right.
Right.
So, like that kind of like legitimacy alone is a pretty magical feeling.
It's great. Well, let's get into one of your songs here. This is one of the tracks from the Live in Boston album. Here is your cover of the Doobie Brothers' What a Fool Believes. We'll be right back. That was Yacht Rock Review with What a Fool Believes from their Live in Boston album, a song originally done by the Doobie Brothers. Again, you know, hearing any song with Michael McDonald, whether it's a Doobie Brothers song, a Michael McDonald solo song, or Kenny Loggins had him in the background for a few things, he's one of those, one of the pieces of criteria that I always think of when it comes to Yacht Rock. It's that voice.
He's kind of the godfather of Yacht Rock. You know, I mean, he played with Kenny, he played with Christopher Cross, he sang with Steely Dan. I mean, he kind of hits covers all the bases, I think.
For sure. Now let's talk about the new album. You guys have a new album coming out next year, but it's all originals. This is what's really cool, is that you're kind of going from the cover recordings, the live stuff, and the singles you released, to completely going original with the next album, or with the new album. Is that a difficult thing to do, to kind of stay true to the sound of Yacht Rock without subconsciously taking riffs from songs that you're covering?
Yeah, I guess. But it's also like with a lot of creative things, when you set limitations on it, it actually is a very inspiring way to write and way to be creative, you know? Mm-hmm. Like when you're just writing for the world and for whatever, and to be yourself, like whoever that is, it's infinite, the possibilities. But when you say, okay, I need to write songs that are going to somewhat loosely fit into this idea of Yacht Rock, I actually found it very inspiring. And, you know, we wrote like 35 or 40 songs for this album. And,
oh, wow.
And narrowed it down to 10. Yeah, it was a long process. Because we knew, you know, if we're going to come out with an album of our own stuff, it's got to be really smooth, because if we play these songs live, they're going up against the best songs of all time. Every other song in our set list is an encore for the artist that originally wrote it. So we knew it couldn't be, you know, just quickly thrown together. So we've been very deliberate and specific, and I think true to the vibe of Yacht Rock, because these guys, when they were making these songs in the studio, were the same way. They were getting the top players, getting the best sounds in the best studios, and really, you know, paying attention to the art of songcraft, and we've tried to emulate that part of it as well.
It's great. And I've been listening, I've gotten to listen to an advance of the album, and I got to say, I'm really, really enjoying it. I feel like it's not something that feels, pigeonholed, like something, you know, you'd say, oh yeah, I'd listen to this, you know, if it was 1983 and it was out on my yacht. But it does feel like something that totally fits with the music today without being kitschy or gimmicky. Thinking about the stuff that Daft Punk did with Giorgio Moroder, for example, you know, that stuff it felt timely, but also timeless. Like it fits with the stuff you hear now, but also comes from an inspiration to a very specific time.
Yeah, that's really what we were going for, you know, because I mean, I think why write a song that sounds exactly like a Steely Dan song? I'd rather just listen to Steely Dan. You
sure.
Know? So you have to put some of yourself into it. But at the same time, you know, we've had this career for 11 years playing these Yacht Rock songs, and you got to dance with the one that brung you. So,
so
we needed to stay true to that. And I feel like our producer, Ben Allen, really helped us find the right line to walk. Cause I think the album is yachty and it's fun. But it's fresh too. You know, it's not just a rehash of this genre in, you know, very rote way. It's our own take on it, I think.
Yeah. And it feels very genuine, and now our listeners are going to get a chance to hear it. We've got the new single that is just coming out. It's called Step. We're going to get to that in a second, but Nick, I want to thank you for joining me. Where can people, number one, check out more of your music, and also look to see when you're going to be coming through a town near them?
We're on all the social media, and we will definitely be coming somewhere close to you, because we're going nationwide with the Hot Dads in Tight Jeans Tour 2020 coming up. It's all on yachtrockreview.com, and we're on all of the social media platforms. So hook up with us there.
Fantastic. Nick, thank you so much for joining me. Here is Step from the brand new album. That is Yacht Rock Review, brand new single Step, which is coming out this week, Friday, October 25th. Brand new album coming, the rest of the album coming out early next year, so make sure you check that out when it comes out. But big thanks to Nick Nespajani for being a guest on today's show and for telling us all about Yacht Rock Review and where all that stuff comes from and what it's like doing originals when you're a when you start out as a Yacht Rock cover band. I think it's awesome stuff. Anyway, make sure you check it out. That is going to bring us to the end of the show. So thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with me, email me. Requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can visit coverville.com or call 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. I had to make sure I put the right number of sevens. 777. Also, support Coverville by going to patreon.com/coverville. New rewards have been put up for all pledge levels. So if you haven't checked that out yet, now is a good time to do it. If you're an existing Coverville citizen, ooh, I've got that email halfway written. It's like a long one because I've got to describe the whole process of getting unhooked from the Coverville citizenship hook and over into the Patreon hook. So there's all that. So anyway, Coverville citizens, look for an email from me in the next day. That's going to do it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, we record live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at twitch.tv/Coverville. So if you want to come there and join us, bunch of cover fans all discussing cover songs right here in the chat room. Big thanks to everybody who tuned in live today. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. We'll see you next time right here. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. We're going to hear a podcast so good, the yacht is always rocking.